The mother of a 47-year-old Cape Breton man missing since earlier this month is asking people to report any information into her son's disappearance. Andrew McDonald walked away from a Coxheath home on Sunday, October 5th. McDonald's mother, Diana, remains hopeful.
My son is precious to me, of course, and to all our family. He was loved by everybody who knew him, and we're missing him desperately and want him home. And then on the road to recovery from this experience for all of us, but especially for him.
A search and rescue command center was set up at the Sharples Avenue and McKinley Drive intersection in Cantley Village a few days after Andrew was reported missing. Spokesperson Amanda Donovan says they focused on a wooded area and along Nova Scotia Highway 125.
In this situation, we use line searches, and so we have teams of 4 to 6 people that go and space a certain distance apart in the woods, depending on the wood density, to cover off with good confidence that if there was anything in that area, then we also use statistics that enable us to establish, I guess, a search perimeter that there's a high probability of finding clues in that area if there were clues to be found.
Donovan tells Coast Radio they didn't find any clues into Andrew's whereabouts, but since he was reported missing, there has been a large presence on social media, and frequently people are encouraging others to contact authorities with any information related to McDonald's search. His mother, Diana, says the community support is appreciated.
It warms your heart to realize there are so many people out there, whether they know Andrew or not, they care. And there are people out there searching for him who didn't even know him or us, but they're getting back to us and letting us know just that they're out there, they're looking, and they care.
McDonald was wearing a blue hoodie, sandals, and shorts. He has brown hair, brown eyes, a full beard, and wears glasses. An investigation into the search remains active. Anyone with information is asked to call their local police department or Crime Stoppers. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.